When it comes to teenage driving, there's a phone call that no parent wants to get. Kylie Johnson, criminal justice teacher at Stone Memorial High School, leads the driver's safety, does her part to keep our kids safe. Welcome, Kylie.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming down and chatting about your program. So I didn't know, we didn't have any kind of driver safety, I think you said reduced TN crashes, at the name of the program?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we didn't have any kind of program like that. Also didn't have criminal justice. So I'm interested in both, just from a personal interest in knowing what that looks like when you teach. So I'm glad to have you to chit-chat. So let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. How'd you end up in teaching?
Well, I've actually been teaching at Stone Memorial High School for 11 years now. I've been teaching criminal justice that whole time. I had planned to become a teacher maybe later on in my career. However, the opportunity arose and I took it. And I always wanted to be a teacher because a person when I was growing up, I was at Cumberland County High School, and I had a teacher there who taught criminal justice, and it was his very first year. And that really grew my passion for criminal justice. And so I always thought I wanted to be that person for another young me,
yeah,
or just other young adults, and trying to instill that passion in them. So that's why I started teaching, and I'm glad I did it. I love my students, and I get to be a small part of each of their lives
along the way. Well, that's fun. So one of my follow up questions was a favorite teacher growing
yes.
up. So is this the favorite teacher,
it
or
was
it someone
it
else?
Was. I had Mr. Bittenthreet. He actually was a detective at our Cumberland County Sheriff's Office at the time, and they approached him to become a teacher. And it was the very first year criminal justice was offered. It was many moons ago, but
yeah.
it was a little while ago. But it was his very first time ever teaching, and he made it so interesting. We didn't have textbooks. He really enveloped the program and the course and made it so interesting to me, because I was planning to be a actual physical therapist.
Okay.
Until I met him and I got this passion instilled in me, and I just want to do that for kids too now.
Stories. I imagine that he had lots of stories.
He did. He kept us very intrigued with his stories and, you know, what war stories they called it. But yes, he kept us very interested.
Yeah. So did you carry over some of his teaching style, some of his
I want to say I did a little bit, but with the timing has changed, times have changed in general. But yes, I actually more of the not laid back, but very approachable style I always wanted to have, and I do from him.
Yeah. So having criminal justice in high school. So I know at Tech and a lot of times at community colleges, that, you know, there's criminal justice programs.
Yes.
So what does that look like? Is it part of CTE?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's part of career technical education. We have been doing this since, well, quite a while. A lot of our counties that are around us, including Putnam, actually do offer criminal justice now. And it goes into the community colleges, like you said, and Tennessee Tech University. It's actually where I got my degree from.
Okay.
So
and you'll appreciate this. We've been working on Matthews Daniel.
Hall. Oh, okay.
It's just a little facelift. It's supposed to come down at some point to be replaced, but it's apparently going to be longer than we expected, and so we've given it a little facelift with some fresh paint. And
that was where I had a lot of my classes.
A lot of your classes. Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of criminal justice classes, and I know it's important for those students who are setting out to be in some criminal justice field, some law enforcement field, to have that opportunity at the high school level to carry with them. Now, are there any, I imagine there's dual credit or dual and other options for that?
Yes, actually there is. I have dual classes that I offer. I partner with South College, actually.
Okay.
So South College does a program with me, and they have actually taught several of my upper-level students, and they have already received college credit. And some of my students, they take the opportunity as soon as their junior year offers it, and they have taken several courses through South College. So they're going into their college freshman year with several classes behind their belt. And even if they do not want to do criminal justice as a career or going into that pathway in college, they can actually use it as an elective as well.
Okay. And plug that in as they go along. Mm-hmm. Are there any, and I'm asking this just because I have no idea, are there any industry like certifications or credentials that come along? Because I know a lot of the CTE.
Yes.
I know there's a lot of that with the CTE
world. There is
world.
A lot of industry certifications. It is harder in the law and public safety. That's what criminal justice falls under.
Okay.
The reason is being because most people need to be 18.
I see.
But we do have a few. We do OSHA. We offer OSHA 10, you know, how to, you know, be mindful of handling blood and things like that. Also, we do CPR certification and first aid. I do that with my students as well. So there is a few things that we can do. But again, we are limited at times with the industry certifications just due to the age requirements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And something like CPR, it's a good mm-hmm. life skill.
Yes.
Regardless.
No matter what field you go into.
Mm-hmm. One of my tech classes, when I mm-hmm. took CPR as a two credit class at the time, and my instructor, which I can't recall her name, someone passed out. She was talking in class and someone in the front row passed out in their seat.
Mm-hmm.
She was on it. I mean, if we all kind of thought, oh, well, that's just it's staged, you know,
so
we can all learn. But no, the gal really passed out, and the teacher's like, clear the desks. And I mean, it was quite entertaining. It was a very teachable moment.
Oh, yeah.
But you never know in real life mm-hmm. when you're going to need that. But certainly
exactly.
in law enforcement, that's an important piece to be there. Do you have family members who teach?
I don't.
Okay.
Actually,
okay.
Not in my immediate family. I have cousins and other people that do, but not in my immediate family. I do not.
Okay, because sometimes people get pulled in.
Yes,
you know, I like to pick the brains of the people who are teaching because we need more teachers.
Yes,
in general,
we do. And like I said, I don't have any immediate family that is, but I have cousins, but no immediate family. No, I'm the first one.
Okay. Well, welcome. We appreciate you being in the profession. We're thankful for the teachers. So one of the questions that I had related to teaching criminal justice mm-hmm. is how you manage the wide variety of experiences and interest. So
mm-hmm.
I imagine in your class, you've got some kids who are like, I'm going to be a police officer.
Yes.
And that's what I'm going to do. And then you've got others that are probably like, you know, I'm mm-hmm. planning to do something else. How do you engage all those students in your classroom?
I try to find their interests. And one of the biggest things that I'm known for and what I like to do is set my students up with people who are actually in profession that they're interested in and that they think they want to go into. So I will use my connections to get them to engage with them. I have an assignment even where they have to interview someone in a profession that they are interested in. But then I also have my students over here that's like, this just sounds like a great course. Sounds fun. I watch CSI shows and uh-huh. this sounds great. And then they get into it and they're like, ooh, I don't think this is for me. So I'm great with that, too. You're living and learning early on.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that. And then the very first thing I ask them to do in my course is to just appreciate what law enforcement officers do, appreciate what correctional officers do, appreciate what your attorneys do. It's not sometimes what you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to have an appreciation for them, not just that you want to go into it. I'm happy if you do, but always come out of my course with a new appreciation for those fields.
Mm-hmm. In a lot of ways, it's, you know, like with teaching,
mm-hmm.
you know, you see the good stuff, but you behind every little bit in law enforcement, there's paperwork.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's reports
tons.
and there are all these things that are behind the scenes that sometimes people don't realize. And,
mm-hmm.
and we try to give teachers at Tech, we try to give them a realistic expectation.
Yes.
You know, it's a rewarding field, but there are times it's going to be hard.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you know, we try to give realistic. And so I think that's important, too, with any kind of criminal justice field.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to be realistic because the stuff we see on TV, I mean, it's quick. I mean, it's
oh, yes.
quick and exciting. And
you are not going to solve a crime in 1 hour. I'm sorry. There is no one that is that good. And there is no way of getting that accomplished. They get a crime solved and it's through the court and judicial process faster than you can blink an eye.
Yeah.
Like, it is not like that. When I start telling them it could take years,
mm-hmm.
my students are just very astonished by that. I'm like, no, it really can take years.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very amazed by that.
Yeah, and that's the reality of it, because you watch a Dateline or a 2020,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden they're like, so 4 years later when it goes to trial, and then, you know, 6 years later at the sentencing, it's
mm-hmm.
amazing that span of time, and trying to explain that to to high school students, I'm sure, yes, sometimes can be difficult.
Yes. They want to reference what they saw on NCIC or or NCIS, not NCIC, NCIS, and or Law and Order. And I'm like, well, that, not exactly.
Yeah, it makes great drama.
Yes.
On the shows. So if do you have curriculum, specific curriculum that you use?
The state, they provide us with the standards that we have to teach by. We can kind of mold them as long as we cover what they are asking of us to cover. But I can mold them to be a lot more fun or interesting. Sometimes it's just, all right, you're going to learn about, you know, these amendments today. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, no. And I'm like, okay, well, next week we're handcuffing.
Right.
Just depending. But I do have to follow state standards, and that is what I teach by.
Okay, to follow through. Well, and that was one of the questions I wondered, how far, if you ever get into, like, staging crime scenes, yes, or, you know, any of that real hands-on stuff.
Oh, for sure. I have four levels of my course. It's Criminal Justice 1, 2, 3, and then I have a Criminal Justice Practicum. So, yes, and I stage scenes, especially in Criminal Justice 3. That one's more forensic and more involved in investigations. And then in my practicum course, they actually get to leave the school, go to attorney's offices and to the sheriff's office and to the police department and go job shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm just trying to get around and get them to engage in and keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And they thoroughly enjoy it, it seems. We do mock trials. We go to the courthouse. They put on a trial.
So they get lots of different hands-on experiences,
yes,
which it seems like it would be interesting and fairly easy to do that in that setting.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, let's take a short break. We'll come back and talk a little more with Kylie Johnson about criminal justice.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Talking to Kylie Johnson from Stone Memorial High School about criminal justice and several other things that you do. So let's pivot for a minute and let's talk about the reduce TN crashes.
Yes.
Okay, so personally, haven't heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
Just haven't experienced it. Have driving children, but I'm not familiar with that program. So, is it a grant program that you work with, or is it curriculum? What does that look like?
So, it is something that's sponsored by the Tennessee Highway Safety Offices, Office. And Reduce TN Crashes is a traffic safety awareness and awards program for high school students that's aimed at reducing crashes through activity and education. We actually have been a gold level school for about 5 years now through that program. And it's pretty much at the end of each school year, they tally up our activities through a point system and they give us that award each year as we have completed several activities throughout the school year.
Okay. So activities, not crashes.
Not crashes. No, we're trying to avoid those.
Trying to avoid those. That would be, I could probably help with. I could have won the crash medal when I was in high school, and we just didn't have that type of program. So what kind of activities do you do to help awareness?
So we have guest speakers. We have people come in and talk about their experience. We have people that have experienced drunk driving and the end result of that being that they were the one that was drinking and driving and took someone's life. And then I have the other side where it's someone who's lost a child or a loved one to drunk driving. I have, we go around, we hang up banners throughout those parking lot around the school campus. We participate in social media challenges and we play some games related to safe driving. We also are about to do a seatbelt checkpoint where we partner with our SRO, and as students are coming into the parking lot, they're checking to see if they're wearing a seatbelt, and we'll hand them a dum-dum for not being a dum-dum and actually wearing their seatbelt. So
okay.
That's some things that we've done, but we go out in the community as well, too. So around the community, we go last week. We actually partnered with our rival school, and we like to partner together. In the end, we are, you know, at odds trying to win, trying to get these
friendly competition.
Yes, it is a friendly competition because in the end, me and the SRO over there have the same goal, and we have been good friends for a long time, and we do partner with each other and help each other out with that. But like last week, we were at the Cumberland County Fair, and we hung up banners and we handed out information about seatbelt and booster seat safety, about not texting and driving, not drinking and driving, about drowsy driving even.
Mm-hmm.
We had a crash simulator with a seatbelt. We also had Ollie the Otter there too.
Okay.
So Ollie the Otter is another program that's a part of this, and it is a mascot, and one of my students actually dresses as the mascot.
Okay.
And hands out the information about kids being safe and wearing their seatbelt and being in a booster when they're supposed to be in a booster seat. But they also go out to the elementary schools and put on their own presentations. I'm really super proud of my kids for doing that.
Yeah, that's encouraging. I mean,
yes.
You really have ownership when you're the one teaching the curriculum and
yes.
working with students. I mean, I know the students would really take ownership of that. So many different directions that you have. So how have your students responded? Does it seem like some of it they retain some of it?
It does seem like they do. A lot of them do look at the stats that I provide to them or ask them to look up themselves, and they retain that. They're like, wow, I didn't know that there was this many crashes or so on. And it's really interesting. And getting them to explain to little kids why it's important for their booster seat to be proper, or the car seat or the seat belt, they really have a buy-in because they don't want to see these little kids getting hurt where mm. I'm an adult and I'm looking at them just mm. the same way. I don't want to see them getting hurt as well.
So do you have simulators? Do you have any like drunk driving or
yes,
drowsy simulators? I've seen some really funny videos
yes.
of those.
We have some drunk goggles. Actually, that's a set of those. I'm one from the Drunk Busters whenever we were I think we were number one that year, 2 years ago, and they gave us a set of drunk goggles for the class,
okay.
and that was really great. I've used those whenever we went to the fair last week. We actually used those.
Okay.
And so it's been very handy to spread the word about this is the effects of drunk driving.
Okay. Drunk goggles from the Drunk Busters.
Yes. Drunk okay. Busters.
Okay. How does that work?
So they are simulated goggles that have like tinted lenses and everything to simulate the effects of alcohol. And so we will have them to play cornhole or
okay.
to,
okay.
I have a little cart that they have to drive and I'll set up an obstacle course. And so just to understand that what an impairment would do to you and the reaction time you have to that would be skewed.
Sure. Sure. Very, very memorable.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine.
Yes.
As part of it. And I think that the, Tennessee State Highway Patrol
yes.
has some things too. I know they have a vehicle
mm-hmm.
that's like articulated, like a little truck or something. And I don't know. I imagine they do something along those lines.
Yes, they do. It's another type of simulation with a car crash. And a lot of those programs that offer that come to our school. And again, each time they come to our school, they're partnered with the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. And whenever they come to our school, we get more points.
Oh,
so
okay.
we always okay. invite them to come and interact with my students. And again, more education, more exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along the way. And mm-hmm. students have, I feel like they have incentives today more so than we did. I mean, you get the points on your license and you have
yes.
the, because when I turned 16, again, quite a few years ago, I mean, it was just like, here's your license and
mm-hmm.
you got insurance and, you know, but now there's restrictions on how mm-hmm. late you can be out and how many people can be riding with you. I think they're all
yes.
they're all positive, but I think all those things and even mm-hmm. having your driving privileges tied to your grades and, you mm-hmm. know, no texting, I feel like there are a lot of really positive things.
There is. There really is. But sometimes the students don't even, or I'm sorry, I'm so used to calling them students.
Yeah.
Like kids just don't even pay attention to what they're supposed to do. I actually had a banner last week at the fair with the SRO from CCHS, and he and I were sitting there talking to several parents because they didn't realize, or for some reason that wasn't they were not aware that if they're under 17, that it's only supposed to be one passenger,
mm-hmm.
that there's a curfew and everything is
mm-hmm.
tied to that. And that big banner caught their attention. They're like, do you see that and pointing at it and stopping, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's true. So,
yes.
So, and I guess that's a big part of your informational,
mm-hmm.
your awareness. It trickles over to the parents and families.
Yes, it does.
And I can see, and I've heard it, when you educate that 8-year-old
mm-hmm.
about wearing a seatbelt.
Yes.
You hear, oh, I went home and told my dad he should have his seatbelt on because
oh, yes.
he wasn't wearing his seatbelt.
Oh, yes. We've had that happen. We have kids that raise their hand, Mom, doesn't wear her seatbelt. And it's like, okay, well, now you know, and you can tell your mom. And yes.
Yeah, that you can mm-hmm. you can talk through. How do your so you mentioned your opposing
yes.
school, your
yes.
friendly competition. So are there other schools that also have some of the same campaigns that
yes.
you can work together with?
Oh yes, we have several schools. I believe 30 participated
okay.
in the state this past year, and the Reduced Teen Crashes program. And so any of those I can partner with. It's just convenient that Cumberland County High School is right there with us. And we've just been good friends for a long time, and it has worked out well with us to partner together. And again, like I said, we're technically, you know, going against each other, quote unquote. But again, in the end, we have the same goal. So, yes. But other counties, I know Walker Valley was in the top this year, and several others across the state. So.
Yeah. And certainly, in my mind, that's something everyone is going to get behind.
Yes.
We want to reduce Tennessee crashes, especially in you know, juveniles and adolescents.
Definitely.
Nobody's going to say, oh, that's a bad idea.
Oh, it seems
like everybody can get behind
I haven't
that.
Had anybody say that it's a bad idea to educate teens to drive safe. I haven't had anybody say that to me yet.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, let's take a short break, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more about the future of your program.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome back. Talking to Kylie Johnson, criminal justice teacher. Among other things, you're talking
yes.
about some of your other roles around Cumberland County, Crime Stoppers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so, what other roles? So, and in my mind, to me, you're getting experience that you can take back to the classroom.
Yes.
So I know that's
exactly.
a perk, but two very different worlds in education and mm-hmm. and criminal justice. What do you do with Crime Stoppers?
I'm actually the president of the board right now, and basically, Crime Stoppers is a tip hop. It's a organization. We have a board where we pay out money for tips for crimes, and you can remain anonymous and call in with a tip. If it leads to an arrest, you can collect money for that. And the way you do that is you're given a number, and if that leads to the arrest, you go to one of our local banks, go through the drive-through, give them that number, they give you the cash, and we have one another person that has committed a crime off the street.
Yeah, wow. I see it, especially in the Nashville news.
Yes.
I see that all the time, and I always wonder about the process.
Yes.
And I get the principle. I mean, it makes sense. It's incentive-based, but very interesting.
It is interesting. And then I do the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office. I'm actually a part of their community involvement. I was a reserve deputy with them, now I've switched over, and that's something else I'm incorporating with this with my students is the new driver's education program that they are starting up. That's a brand new thing that they are starting as well. So that's going to tie in with my criminal justice club and helping spread awareness about driving. They're going to partner with them.
As part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So a whole lot of different moving parts for sure.
Yes.
Along the way. So you mentioned your criminal justice club.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like?
So each year, and actually it'll be this Friday, we sign up students that are interested in joining our criminal justice club. And each month we meet, we do things that is related to the reduced teen crashes to, you know, spread awareness and being involved. But we also do things that are related to criminal justice, that like self-defense, CPR, like I was saying. Also, we like to get out. It's my main goal. It's a personal goal that I like to get my students out there involved in their community. So they volunteer a lot. They go and they wrap Christmas presents for the sheriff's office. They volunteer with the police department whenever they go out and do activities. Any activity that Crime Stoppers does, they try to be involved with them as well. And so just getting their involvement out there in their community and giving back.
How do you... Have they ever gotten involved? Like, have you dropped a cold case on them and, like, tried to walk through?
Actually, I have. And you'll laugh at this. I have given my students a cold case and was like, look at this. And we've talked about other students and people that are solving crimes and helping mm-hmm. helping on all these old cold cases. I have spoke to them about one cold case, and we had notes from it, and it was from the 90s,
mm-hmm.
but it was written in cursive.
Oh, that didn't go very far.
They looked at me. They stared at me for a minute, and they're like, we can't read this very well, and I'm like, okay, so let's talk. Let's work through this, and some of my students have had to learn cursive. just because they're interested to see what it said. Uh-huh. And so they will start teaching themselves cursive, or I'll try to help them. So it's kind of interesting to
so
see.
So they can read it.
Yes.
Wow. Huh. That's kind of fun. So what about, have you gotten into any of the genealogy work for with crime, whether you're solving crimes through?
I've done that with my Criminal Justice 3 class a little bit. We talked about how genealogy is starting to help with solving those cold cases. Mm-hmm. And they are given articles to read about that and just how useful that can be. Mm-hmm. And some people feel it's definitely an invasion of privacy. However, it's, you know, looking at the greater good, it mm-hmm. can help to give a family, you know, peace of mind sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And there are some really good, I think, case studies yes. that are out there of famous criminals mm-hmm. that have been caught through that process.
Yes.
And to me, that's really interesting. Mm-hmm. And I think we'll, without getting too far into like sci-fi.
Yes.
I think AI will also help with that because to me, if the law enforcement has subscriptions to AI and they have subscriptions mm-hmm. to the genealogy databases, I think a lot of that could be connected really quickly by
and
law enforcement.
That is actually one of my new standards this year. Okay. They have released from the state. They want us focusing more on artificial intelligence and AI and how it's utilized in the law and public safety fields. And so I'm actually trying to create a new lesson in relation to that. And sure. that's actually sure. the process that I'm going to go with was partly with the genealogy and how artificial intelligence is used through our cameras, recognizing facial features, mm-hmm. things like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And to me, that's one of the huge directions we're going. Mm-hmm. There's so much of the old-fashioned footwork that yes. I think it will reduce. It's not going to replace. You know,
no.
that's obviously police work, but you still have people who are working in cyber crimes and mm-hmm. and going through that, I think the AI will have an impact.
Yes. Yes, it will for sure. And I'm interested to see what all it can do to help us in the law and public safety fields in the future. But I'm definitely embracing that and carrying on with trying to teach my students because, again, they're our future. They're the ones that's going to be going into these fields. And I strongly encourage them to get as much knowledge about that as possible.
Mm-hmm. And it branches out into... It's amazing to me how much it moves. Like you think, I'm going to work for the sheriff's department. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in Cumberland County. But then all of a sudden, you know, there's some scam from, you know, from China mm-hmm. and someone. And then all of a sudden, you're not just in Cumberland County. Like it, mm-hmm. you've got to go outside. It becomes global. You know, the FBI is involved or all these additional layers due to a cybercrime.
And that definitely does happen. And again, some people think small town police work, small town can end up being national work, easy. Like you said, going from Cumberland County all the way to China, we did have that happen, actually a scam that happened not long ago. And yes, again, these guys are going to be retiring and my students are going to be taking into those positions. And so I try to encourage them to have as much knowledge as possible, make mm-hmm. them as hireable as possible too.
Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of different paths into law enforcement.
Yes.
Is there a path that you kind of recommend to your students?
I do recommend them to, of course, go to college. I actually do. I recommend college because as I've talked to people in law enforcement and their hiring process, they do promote faster if they have some college experience as well. I also try to encourage them. There is a gap between them turning it, leaving high school and going to be 21 where they can join law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
Our local correctional officers can be 18. So I encourage them to try that route. And it also gives them a stepping stone. And mm-hmm. they're already building a good resume there mm-hmm. to start out with.
To get some experience. Mm-hmm. And yes. I know from Cumberland County, you all are in driving distance of several different correctional facilities.
We are right in the middle between Morgan County Correctional Complex and Bledsoe County Correctional Complex. Mm-hmm. So it is a great opportunity for our students.
Mm. Do you talk through what that looks like? I mean, because it's kind of hard to explain until you're physically there.
It is. I was doing tours at the Bledsoe County Correctional Complex with my students for a while. That helped them for quite to ease the nerves. And just because it's not what you picture. Again, it's not what you see on TV.
No.
And
no.
It helped to ease their nerves a little bit. And I've had several of my students to go there to work. And the money is really good for them right now and the benefits. But as soon as that's, again, building the resume and getting them ready for whatever profession they want to go into after, or if they do decide to stay there as well, because some end up that turns out to be their passion.
And field trips. I imagine field trips can be tricky.
To visit
one of the correctional facilities.
It is. They right now there has been a hold on those, but we were doing those for quite a few years, and I had a lot of students that ended up going to work there because that was something they got to experience. We go to, again, correctional facilities. We go to the TBI lab in Nashville.
Okay.
They take us on a tour through there. We've been to, and I love to take my students to Alcatraz East and walk them through a museum and give them my take on it. And just it's fascinating to me. So they get to see me come out of my shell and I'm like, oh, look at this. And I'm like a kid in a candy store. So it's fun.
Yeah. Alcatraz East.
Is in the one in Pigeon Forge.
Okay.
There is a crime museum actually there.
Okay.
So it's doable in a day's time for me and my students. So.
Okay. Have you taken them to Brushy?
Not yet. I haven't taken them there yet. But since I've not been able to do the prison tours anymore, the ones at Bledsoe or Morgan County, I'm going to actually start substituting that for that.
Okay. Okay. Because that's very interesting. It actually has some really good historical films and all sorts of good historical pieces to it. I'm sure the kids would.
I've been there personally, but I had taken my students. I do love taking the students.
So if you could, here's a way out there question. If you had an unlimited budget to take field trip to somewhere, take a field trip, where would you take?
Oh, Alcatraz.
The real Alcatraz.
100%.
Okay.
Because I've not been there yet, and I'm dying to go. But it would have been Alcatraz.
Yeah.
That would be a very expensive trip. But hey, you said unlimited.
Yeah. Blank check. So, well, and really, it's funny, Brushy is a really good alternative to that.
Because it is
so imposing and you really get a feel for life back then as a prisoner.
It is very fascinating. It really is.
So that would be good. So what's next for your criminal justice?
Right now, we are focusing on, again, we're going to start that new partnering with our sheriff's office to be more involved with that new driver's education. At the moment, we're just trying to just expand and, again, keep serving our community. And, again, with this reduced teen crashes, we're just going to keep on serving our community and educating everyone and telling them about safe driving.
Yeah, along the way with all of the other moving parts. Like,
there
was a lot of moving parts in there. So, well, that'll be fun. Well, I'm sure they're enjoying it. And I'm sure that you'll have a great program. And I look forward to hearing more about it sometime.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Okay.
You did great.
Oh.